Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com, and this newsletter is a list of trade ideas. And some of these will go on the watch list, but by no means all of them. There's too many here to put on the watch list, but I wanted to throw them all in one newsletter for those of you who want some trade ideas. As you know, I already sent out a general market analysis newsletter, and I stated that I'd be sending out a separate newsletter on trade ideas, and that's what this is. So let's go and get started here. First off, I just want to cover some current trade ideas that are on the watch list that have already triggered and make some comments on those. So the first chart is APA. This I threw on the watch list over the weekend. It had a bull flag pattern. Resistance was 96.50. I suggested a initial tight stop at 93.50, so you're risking 3 points to make a potential maybe of $7 or so. Good risk reward. Anyway, it gapped up today over the break point. Some of you may not have chased it, but it didn't gap up too far over, not for a $100 stock, and it did pull back a little bit, so you could have bought it today on the open around 97 or so, and it did have a nice follow through. You could see though it stopped right at the first target at the 200-day moving average. That's a logical resistance. That was an area to take some off the table if you wanted to. Volume today wasn't all that impressive. It was actually below the 60-day average volume, so that's one concerning thing. But anyway, if you want to swing it, move your stop up. I suggest move it up to 95 right now. Chart number three is Monsanto. It's been on the watch list since early July. I liked this pattern as a nice low-risk swing trade. It had five waves to the downside. It had positive divergence via the MACD. And it had this nice 60-period stochastics at the bottom that had been below 20% since February. And nice low-risk trade. It had a great move up, and last week I stated that it had formed a bullish flag pattern. Looked like it would have another move to the upside. You could see it broke out today. So first target's approaching there, right at the 38% fib. Hope some of you got this trade. It's been a nice move off the lows, a nice 30% off the low, so that's been a really nice mover. And chart number four is not on the watch list, though we did cover it last week in several newsletters, and it was on the trade ideas list on the trading community. Potash, which is also in the same sector as Monsanto, had a bullish wedge last week, and bull pennant pattern. You can see this followed through nicely. It's had nice three breakout days out of the pattern, and on great volume. So anyway, nice move. Hope some of you caught it. I'd say it's time to lock in some profits, but get been a nice move. Now the next few charts are charts on the watch list that were underwater. A couple of them still are underwater, but the rally today has helped. Chart number five is ENER. This was on the watch list a couple weeks back. Resistance was $5. Potential target of $6. We had an initial stop at $4.25. It went below water for a little while, but you can see today it's back above the entry. So, and volume starting to pick to the upside. So again, those of you who swing trade, you took some initial pain to the downside, but now you're positive. So you could either keep your stop in place. I suggest moving it up to 445, or you can exit the trade now and get out for over what you entered it in. Chart number six is SAPE. This was on the watch list a couple weeks back, July 22nd. It broke out, went up to 11.45, pulled all the way back to the 20-day moving average, found support there, and of course get gapped up today. So far so good. I would suggest moving your stops up to your entry price. That way you cannot take a loss if you're stopped out. Chart number seven is STLD. And this was on the watch list as well. It had a little false break a little over a week ago, over 15. Some of you bought it, got stuck in it, and it pulled back nicely. We had a stop at 14. So we gave it quite a bit of room. If you adhered to that stop, you would still be in this trade. And it's still below water, but it did rally up today, and it's getting closer to get back to break even. So again, we were 7 cents away from getting stopped out last week. So again, it depends on your time frame, guys. If you swing trade and your stops are in logical places, sometimes you have to take a little you have to be able to give things a little wiggle room, okay? And chart number 8 is VISN. This one was just an aggressive trade off the bottom only, and it hit its price target today, so this one's coming off the watch list. Now, let's go ahead and give you a list of new trade ideas. Chart number 10 is BTU. This was on last week's newsletter, broke out today. However, the reason why I'm showing you this, it's a coal stock, is that chart number 11, MEE, Massey Energy, looks pretty decent here. Nice sloping trend line. Resistance is 3230. Could be some kind of inverse head and shoulder pattern. I'd say the target area would be around the 200-day moving average above. So again, that's a coal stock. And with BTU breaking out, maybe MEE will follow through. Chart number 12 is PET, Pete's Coffee. I don't know anything about them fundamentally, but I like the pattern. Nice long horizontal resistance at 42.20 to 42, going back to November of last year. Nice ascending triangle pattern. So this breaks out over 42 with targets at 46 and 49. So let's see if this can break out any day. Chart number 13 is an aggressive little stock, WRES. Resistance is 330. And potential target would be up around 360 to 370. Chart number 14 is Cisco. And this has the look of a potential inverse head and shoulder pattern here. Resistance is 24. Now you have the 200-day moving average above to contend with, so that's one thing to note. I think if you want to swing trade this, an initial stop could go around 23 or so. The potential target is all the way up there around 27 or so if this pattern were to play out. So, again, hard to say if this is an inverse head and shoulder, but, you know, let's see what it goes from here. Chart number 15 is PWRD. Also looks like a little inverse head and shoulder pattern. Resistance is the neckline. Target area would be that gap, that high back in May 17th at 28.75, as well as the gap area in the 30s. Chart number 16 is RRD. This is just a quick trade only. Resistance is 17.50. Next target would be around 18.50 or so. But again, I consider this more of a quick trade. I'm not going to put this one on the watch list. Chart number 17 is USB. It's a bank. And resistance is 24.60. We'll break out over this. If the pattern wanted to measure to fruition, it could measure up to the targets noted above. Again, you want to see volume coming into this. Chart number 18 is LEN, Lennar, potential inverse head and shoulder pattern. Resistance is 1579 to 16 or so. And it would measure up to about 1775 to 18 if the pattern were to measure out to fruition. Chart number 19 is Visa. This still looks weak to me, forming maybe a triangle pattern. It's got horizontal support at 70. So if the market does want to pull back and this breaks support, this could really start to accelerate to the downside. It really does have a weak pattern look to it. It's definitely not doing too well in this environment. Chart number 20, already covered in the newsletter. It's VXX. It's a 60-minute chart. That's the ETF to the ETF to the VIX. Has a bullish falling wedge here, so your trigger point would be the break of the downtrend line of the wedge. And chart number 21 is IFLG. It's already on the watch list. It's a very aggressive stock. It's forming a triangle pattern here, but again, it's a very aggressive stock. It's very volatile, so you know it moves anywhere from 5 to 10% a day. This is one I really can't suggest a stop on because your stop would have to be extremely wide. So trade it as you see fit. If you can't handle the heat, then ignore it. Okay, but it's looking a little more interesting here. If it's going to play out, I think it's going to start going here anytime. So here's some new trade ideas for you guys. Let's see what happens tomorrow, and talk to you later.